Go.
Today is Friday, June 20th, 2014. My name is Nicholas Saya. I'm 12 years old. And my sister's name is Carly Saya, 9 years old. We're going to interview our grandfather, Benjamin Farney, at his home in Overland Park, Kansas. Grandpa was born in 1933 in Kiowa, Kansas. He is the youngest of 16 children. He grew up on a wheat farm, and he left Kiowa to attend Kansas University. He lived in Lawrence until he completed law school, became married, and moved to Johnson County. Grandpa, as you think back to when you first came to Johnson County, what is the most significant in your memories?
Significant in what way, Nick?
Well, what was different from Kiowa?
Oh, huge differences. Kiowa was farm-oriented. Johnson County was business-oriented.
So
we were at that time pretty much the bedroom of Kansas City, Missouri.
So business. So rural. Kiowa was a lot more rural, correct?
Was it rural?
Yeah. Rural environment. So were there any other jobs that were different from Kiowa? Or was it just business?
Well, it was, you know, any kind of job you wanted to name was available here in some fashion.
Oh, so you
and
think...
And it certainly was not available in Kiowa.
So you think that it's pretty significant that there are a lot more jobs available in Johnson County?
Well, there was a much larger range of employment and of business opportunity here than there. Although there was business opportunity in Kiowa as well, the range was much larger here.
All right.
That wasn't particularly significant for me, except because I was a lawyer already. But it's a matter of who you work with and what business you may attract.
Yeah. So you said you were already a lawyer when you moved to Johnson County?
That's correct.
All right. So did you see promising future as a lawyer in Johnson County?
Absolutely.
Where was your first law office?
It was on 80th Street in Overland Park, Kansas.
All right. Did you enjoy having your first law office there?
Scared me to death. But yes, I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you practice alone when you practiced law?
I was allowed to rent office space from a lawyer by the name of Bill Gray, who had a great reputation, and he was a huge advantage to me.
Oh. What kind of practice?
I didn't work for Bill. My office was separate.
What kind of practice did you have? Did you practice generally? Did you practice certain
sections
of law? What did you practice?
It was a general practice. I was, I'd take anybody that walked in the door. And
so you were, did you do that so you were prepared for anything that might spring up in law?
Yep. I did wills. I did work for in juvenile court. I did all kinds of contract cases, accident cases, all kinds of things.
So lots of practice. Correct?
Yeah.
Early in your practice, you became an attorney for the city of Overland Park. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I was, first of all, was appointed by the mayor, and I was city attorney for a little over 4 years, I guess. I was assistant city attorney, and my responsibility was the municipal court and the police department.
What was your experience within that responsibility? Was that a good experience, having that responsibility?
It was a great experience. Gave me an opportunity to work with the police department and understand the high principles by which they worked, and it gave me an opportunity to work in front of a judge who was an excellent lawyer.
So what kind of sums up your whole experience as an attorney? What do you think, you know, was it many different things that sums up your experience? Or is it kind of the same, you kind of had the same feeling all along? Or was it lots of different feelings that you had while being an attorney?
You know, it's always good and bad, you know.
So you've got lots of different feelings in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then I have an extra question, apart from
when they call you at 3 o'clock in the morning and want you to come up to the city hall to do something, you think that's a pretty bad experience.
Yeah. So, I have another question for you, apart from law. Is there anything you... Living in Johnson County now, what do you think is just one of the greatest things that has happened to you while you've kind of lived your life here? Has there anything been developed that you think is pretty significant in your life?
Well, I think being married to Etta has been one of the most significant things in my life.
Anything that happened to the city around you?
Hmm?
Anything that happened to the city around you?
To the city?
Yeah.
Well, the city has just gotten huge. You know, it went from 30,000 then to, 300,000 now.
All
right. I mean, that's an incredible advance in size.
All right.
And businesses, all kinds of things.
Okay. Hello.
Are you finished?
Hello, my name is Carly Tsai, and I will be doing the rest of the interview. So, Grandpa, how old were you when you became a judge?
I think I was 34.
That's pretty young.
Yes. If I remember correctly, that would have been 67. That's pretty close. I think that's right. I think I was 34.
That's pretty young. Was being a judge a good experience for you?
Excellent.
So you liked it a lot?
Yes.
Describe a very important event that happened while you were on the bench.
When I was on the bench, I worked with the legislature a lot on passing new laws, different laws. I had the juvenile court was responsible for the juvenile court and the probation officers and the other judge and that whole staff and the detention home. And that was a huge responsibility, one which I enjoyed and didn't enjoy. It's hard to express how you felt about that. The probate piece of it was great. I had a great staff, and I had a lot of people in the community that were willing to help me do things. I had responsibility for alcoholism and hospitalization for alcoholism and drug addiction.
All right. So.
And I had a number of people in the community who came in and volunteered their services to me to help in that regard, and I used them. They were a great help, and it gave me a much better understanding of what alcoholism was and drug addiction was and how to deal with it.
Okay, so how did the county change during that time?
Well, it got much more sophisticated. A huge number of people, explosion of businesses.
So it got much larger?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that it got bigger?
I didn't have a feeling about it, like or dislike. It was just a fact of life, and that's what it was. And I didn't really pay any attention to whether I liked it or didn't like it. Just do the job.
Yep. Why did you leave the bench?
I had an opportunity to go teach at Washburn University Law School, and I began to think I was over-impressed with my abilities, and I thought it was time I did something else, and did.
When did you leave the bench?
It was well, I'd been there 11 years, 10 years. I went on in 68, I think. So what is it? 78, 79.
So late 70s?
I think that was it, yeah.
And you said you were on the bench about 11 years?
Yep. Almost 11, not quite.
Almost 11, okay. I've been told you contributed significantly to important laws having to do with juvenile justice, the treatment of alcoholics and addicts, and adoption. Are you proud of those contributions?
Absolutely.
So you're really proud of them?
Yeah. I thought they were, it was a good thing for the state of Kansas. We didn't have, when I first went on and we put somebody in the hospital for mental illness, they were committed to the hospital as insane people. We got that law changed to where to mentally ill as opposed to insane, which is a big difference. And we rewrote a good bit of the juvenile code. We rewrote the process for hospitalization for mental illness and for alcoholism and drug addiction. I had a major part in those rewrites of those laws. They weren't rewrites, really. They were brand new.
All right.
And, yeah, I thought I did a pretty good job with those.
All right. So this concludes our interview with our grandfather, Judge Benjamin Farney. The end.